to read this devotional. In college, National Bible College, each week we start a devotional every week. And I wanted to read this one because it fits with my message that I'm going to teach on. It says, a boy once said to God, I know what I want when I grow up. He proceeded to give God his list, to live in a big house with two St. Bernard dolls, to get married to a tall blue-eyed woman, and have three sons, one to be a senator, one to be a scientist, one to be a quarterback. He also wanted to be a mountain climber and drive a red Ferrari. As it turned out, the boy hurt his knee one day while playing football. He could no longer climb trees, much less mountains. He married a beautiful and kind woman who was short with brown eyes. Because of his business, he lived in an apartment in the city and usually rode the subway. He had three loving daughters, and he adopted a fluffy cat. One daughter became a nurse, one became an artist, and one became a music teacher. One morning, the man woke up and remembered his boyhood dream and became extremely depressed, heartbroken. He called out to God, remember when I was a boy and told you all the things I wanted? Why didn't you give me those things? I could have said God, but I wanted to make you happy. So the message that came to mind the past couple weeks is called While You're Waiting, God is at Work. The first Bible verse is Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. Being patient is hard. Waiting feels like forever to us sometimes. Nobody likes to wait. I know I don't. Waiting is annoying or hard or boring or all above. Many times God is seeing how strong our faith can be or is. Some people pray to God and think God will answer them ASAP. But it does not work that way. God has his own timing. We may start feeling discouraged or upset or like ask, where are you, God? God did promise in Jeremiah 29:11, he has great plans for us. God's promises are awesome and better than what we plan for ourselves. Amen. God does not work based off an earthly schedule. Another verse is 2 Peter 3:8. It says, but you must not forget this one thing, dear friends, a day is 1,000 years to the Lord, a thousand years is a day. A story that came to mind was Adam and Eve. When Eve ate the fruit, because waiting was too hard and tempting, and it got to her, Satan tricked her badly to believe God did not have their best interests in mind. So they took their own hands and ate the apple, because Satan said, "This will give you the good. I will make you smarter than what God is." That ends up where we fall and we go our plans, which makes a disaster. God tells us to wait, trust Him. God has the best for us. We need to completely trust in Him. Another verse is Proverbs 3:5-6. And Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." Then I wrote that with that verse. It says, keep trusting God. He is always in control, even when things seem out of control. It's like Adam and Eve, if you don't believe God cares for you, you will go your own path and go your own desires. You cut Him out of your life, and pretty much you will have a long-distance relationship with Him, which can cause pain and trouble. Waiting is a very uncomfortable and worrisome, because it seems like God is not answering, but He is working. Silence is a powerful tool while you are waiting for God to answer, because He's working for our good. It says, while I was doing this, we had a project in school that talked about like waiting and how God has plans for us. And I used some of my school assignment in this. And it says three things to remember while waiting. The first one is God is working on our character, or ourselves, or both. He wants to show or shine His light through us. And another Bible verse is 2 Peter 1:6-7. And it says 1 Peter 1:6-7, "So be glad, there is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Through your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus is revealed." reveal to the whole world. The second one I wrote down, He prepares your skills and your abilities. He molds us, He shapes us, wants to help us prepare our skills and abilities so we can do the calling He has for us. There are some people in the Bible God used. Esther was a poor girl that was turned into a queen that saved her people. David was a shepherd but turned into a great king. Moses was a crazy cat that could not talk in front of people, but he set his people free with God's help. Another person was Abraham and Sarah. They could not have kids, but they trusted in God and they had Isaac. There are so many people in the Bible that had trials and tribulations, and a better outcome came because they trusted in God and in His own timing. Another person in the Bible was Job. He had the perfect life. He had so many kids. He had everything he wanted. And then Satan tried to take that away. And God was like, He's going to trust me. Satan took all his kids away, his flock, his house, his health. And by the end of the day, he kept trusting God, even though people were telling him to mock him, God. And he was blessed 2 times over. That shows us that if we keep trusting in God with His plan for us, we will be blessed. Another Bible verse is 1 Peter 5:6. And it says in 1 Peter 5:6, So humble yourself under the mighty power of God, and at the right time He will lift you up in honor. Another Bible verse is in Proverbs 16:9. And it says, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Which means we can do all the planning, we can have plan A, plan B, plan C, but in the end, God is the one that knows best for us. God's timing is perfect. God prepares. Number three reason why to remember while waiting is God prepares circumstances as we are waiting. Let's trust in God and rely on Him. Be still and just wait. If we just be still and wait, God, we might hear a silent voice that says, I know what's best for you. Hold on. Just like God told Abraham and Sarah that they would have a baby and it happened, we just need to trust Him like that. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. keeps me encouraged, because going to school is really hard, especially when it comes to English. And you're frustrated, and you're just like, you want to give up, but you're like, no, it will get better. So I'm always writing either Jeremiah 29:11 or Proverbs 3:5-6. Because it helps me understand that I need to trust him, and he will help me through my English class. God is working while we are waiting. I always think of the song, it's called Oceans, by Hill Song, and it says, lead me into the water where my feet, I can't remember all the verses, but it's talking about where we need to take the faith and walk on that water and trust in God's plan for us. There's a quote that I found this past week, which I thought was pretty neat. It says, God is making things happen for you, even when you don't see it, even when you can't feel it, even if it's not evident, God is working on your prayers. God always has three answers to us. Yes, no, maybe. Or wait. Well, that's four of them. Yes means he will answer it. No, he says it's maybe not time yet. Waiting and maybe means I have better plans. Wait. God is always there for us. We just need to keep faith in him. When I read this back to 2 Peter 3:8, when it says, but you must not forget the one thing, dear friends, a day is 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. When I read that, I was like, that means a day to us is 1,000 years to him, which means if we're asking for a prayer that we want ASAP, it could take forever, kind of, for God to answer, because it's it's a long time for us, but to him it's short. We just need to pray a certain way. We can't just be like demanding God of what we want. We can't be just like, God, I want this and that and this and that, when that's not how really prayer goes. It's more like God's will. What is your will, God, for me? I have a prayer that I thought was interesting, and I thought it was really cool. And it says, I pray that I trust in his timing, and then it says, I pray that I have patience and peace. When you're trying to wait, it's really hard to have patience and peace, because you're like, when is it going to happen? Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for your provision. It says, please help me to trust in you more. Sometimes when we're waiting, God's basically like wanting to see how we react to things too. But there's also another person watching while we're waiting to see if we can humble. Satan looks at us, and he's just looking at us, and are they going to keep faith? Or am I going to win? Which, God always wins. Help me to wait on you and know confidently that you are guiding me. I pray I would rely on you and your wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen. That prayer, I was like, that's a prayer that we all should be praying every day. Because sometimes in this crazy world, especially during this pandemic, we forget sometimes God knows what he's doing right now. There may be many people dying through here, through the COVID incident, but God knows what he's doing. We just need to keep praying. The last Bible verse I have is Psalms 119.
Rely on you and your wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen.